All right. Daf Ayin Tesim and Aleph all the way on the bottom, the beginning of the 11th parak of Maseches Nedarim. I just got a save the date from the Daf HaShavua leadership. There's only 12 daf left. So end of July, I think, is going to be the Siyum. So the not that we're looking for the end, but the end is in sight. Okay. So it says the mission of the following. Ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer. So we've been talking about this idea being afafar and nedarim. We never talked about which nedarim this applies to. Does it apply to every nedar, only specific nedarim? So we're going to see it seems to apply to some specific types of nedarim. So what these are the types of nedarim that he can be mefer. And the Naran points out, shehabal mefer vechein ha'av mefer levito. So this is just both the father and the husband. As you know, they do this together, typically. So... But so this is the types of nedarim that can be made for. Devarim sheyesh behen inoy nefesh. So one of the types of nedarim that they can be made for is a neder, or a neder that brings with it inoy nefesh, some type of discomfort, physical discomfort. Look at the Ran sheyesh behen inoy nefesh mefarish begemar dehu adin the made for nami devarim shebeino lebeina. So we're going to talk also what he could also. You know, get in the way of a nether that has to do with their relationship, right? Things between him and her. El denakat denakat hani lefi shehu mefer osan legamri bein laatzer bein lachem. So, why do they give this example of the nedarim of inoy nefesh? Because those he can be mefer both as they relate to him or as relate to others. What do you mean others? So, others we're going to see refers to that there's some time when he does hafaras nedarim and that only applies while they're still married. But once they're no longer married, maybe it doesn't apply anymore. Or maybe once she marries somebody else. Because once she marries somebody else, she can't come back to him anymore. And at that point, that's la'cherim. Well, I have nothing to do with that. That's when she's married to somebody else. But some of the nedarim, like nedarim that have to do with... So if it's a ned that's beino lebeina, has to do with issues between the two of them, so that may not apply when she's married to somebody else. But if it's a neder that has to do with inoy nefesh, that's going to apply even when she goes... And is married to a different person, so we'll see. But it continues to run. Ma she'ein came b'dvarim shebeinu lebeina she'ein made for la'cherim el la'atzma, right? Which is not true when it comes to issues that relate to only the two of them, which is only going to apply while she's married to him. But now if she's married to some other person,
and how does that work between the father for the? Extends also even though it's between him and
been him and her. You're saying right, you say b'no lebeina is really it sounds like a husband. Husband-wife thing. Yes, correct. So, but this, yeah, it's a good question. So, like, meaning, does this inoy nefesh piece, is that only for the husband? You're saying this distinction, is it only for the husband? Well, let's see as we move along. Yeah, we'll find out as we move along. Okay, so let's give an example. So, continues the Mishnah. Im erchatz v'im lo erchatz. Whether if I'm going to shower or not shower. Im eskashet v'im lo eskashet. If I put on jewelry or put on makeup or whatever, or don't put on jewelry and makeup, right? Adorning myself. Take a look at the Ran. The Gemara is going to explain later what does it mean, im erchatz. What does it mean? Presumably what it means is that she'll take a ned, she takes a ned there that's dependent on whether or not she showers. If I shower, then da-da-da. If I don't, then, right? So the Gemara will explain that more. What about if I adorn myself or not? So says the Ran, kishot hapanim. This is talking about doing her makeup and things on her face. Kegon kachol pikos debaha hu desvir lehu. That's eye makeup. Pikos is like a face makeup. Debaha hu desvir lehu the rabbanon the mefer. In those situations, he can be do hafar. Why? Mishum nidre inoy nefesh. That's because that in terms of the status of another has to do with her. Making herself uncomfortable. Aval kashot shamat, the things that she would do to take care to for her private areas, her body. Afilu rabbanam mod Rabbi Yosi the ain elu nidre inoy nefesh al dvarim shebeinam bina. But that wouldn't be considered something just stam inoy nefesh. That already has to do with their relationship, their intimate relationship with each other. Fine, but bottom line is, what are the dvarim that he can be made for? Devarim sheyesh behen inoy nefesh im erchatz im lo erchatz im eskashet im lo eskashet. Good. So Amar Rav Yosi, no, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. Those are not nedarim of inoy nefesh. The Ran says at the top of the page, Mefarsh b'Gemara, the Rav Yosi nidre inoy nefesh, Hu delo havyan, aval dvarim shebeinu lebeinu havyan. So he'll say that those are not inyanei nefesh. They are dvarim shebeinu lebeinu. You know, she, you know, bathes or doesn't bathe, you know, etc. Or how she puts herself together. Those things do relate to each other, to the two of them. But we'll see. So ve'elu he nidrei inyanei nefesh. So Rabbi Yosi says, I'll tell you instead what are nidrei inyanei nefesh. Amra, she says the following: Konam peros ha'olam alai. Right, she says, I can't get benefit from any peros, any fruits in the entire world. He's allowed to be made for such a nether, right? Because she's not allowing herself to get benefit from any peros in the world. Peros medina zu alai. If she says, I can't get Washington apples. She lives in Washington. She says, well, I won't eat any Washington apples, right? Yavila medina acheres. So I'll bring her from Oregon. You know, it's okay. They'll figure it out. Peres chenvani ze'alai, she says, I refuse to eat any peres that come from, you know, George's corner store. Harei ze, enu yachal afer, he's not able to be made for such a nether. Vimlo haisa parnasa, so ela mimenu, but if his whole parnasa comes only from this person, harei ze yafer, then he is allowed to be made. Fair divi Rabbi Yosi, that's Rabbi Yosi. Okay, so what is the difference between, you know, when she takes a nether on Paris of the whole world, or Paris to this Medina, right? As opposed to Paris from this specific Chanvani. So take a look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Ve'elu hanidrei inyanei nefesh." Baskana demilsei the Rabbi Yosi. This is what Rabbi Yosi believes. Yavi la Medina acheres. Meaning, if she says I can't eat it from, if she says I can't eat any Paris anywhere, so then he can be made for it. Sounds like because she leaves herself no opening for anything. So that's inyanei nefesh. He can be made for. But if he says from this city or this state or whatever. So then he can bring it from somewhere else. The came into Muteris Lachol, the Paris Medina Acheres, ain't Zayin Nefesh. Meaning, what he's saying is, you'll get it from somewhere else. Meaning, no, we don't allow. Hafara is something we allow when you have no other option. But here you have another option. So we're not, Hafara doesn't work in such a case. Vimlo Haisa Parnasaso Elim Menu, Shechamani Zay Makifo, Vilo Yimsa Acher Shie Makifo. Let's say this storekeeper, he lets them buy on credit or whatever. Right? And so, it's something specific that comes from that person. Somebody doesn't have enough money. Venim says he mis ane hilkach yafir. So when she says I can't buy from ShopRite. Okay, so I should go to Stop and Shop. I don't care, right? But if ShopRite is the only place they can go because they have a specific deal with them and they can't get from them, they can't get from anywhere else. So then that's like saying Paris Olam, and therefore he can be made for. And it sounds like Rabbi Yosi, even he would agree that if she takes a neder from the Paris of this city or this Medina where she lives, then it also can be made for. Why? Meaning sometimes if she says, you know, this state and they can't get from anywhere else. Same, again, the point is, it's not about the specific thing that she says. It's what the circumstances are. If the circumstances are that she makes it impossible to have Paris from anywhere ever, so that's now inyanei nefesh. She can't get from anywhere. But if it's something that she can get, something else, so then she hasn't really blocked herself off so much. So then that wouldn't allow her far. Fine. So that's how Rabbi Yosi explains. And the Mishnah ends, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. And that's strange because the beginning of that section of the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yosi. So the Ran is bothered by this. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Bigamar Mefarish Lamali, Kevan de Bereish Mel Satana, Am Rabbi Yosi. So good. So if that bothered you, then you're like the Ran. So don't worry. So fine. So we have Machlokas here. What are these Dharma that you're made for? Dharma Sheish Ben Yinei Nefesh. Everyone seems to agree with that. The Machlokas seems to be between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi, what is considered Yinei Nefesh? Is it Imerchatz Imes Kashe? Or is it, you know, blocking yourself off, restricting herself from specific types of items and in a way that's impossible for her to get them. Otherwise, fine. Okay, so now it says the Gemara. Nidrei inoy nefesh hu de mefer, she'ein ben inoy nefesh eino mefer. So it sounds like what you're telling me is that a nether that involves inoy nefesh, that's what he's allowed to do hafara, you're either the husband or the father. But if this doesn't involve inoy nefesh, he cannot be mefer. V'hatanya, ben ish li'ishto, ben av l'bito, melamed shabal mefer nedarim shebeno bena. What do you mean, just inoy nefesh? That pasuk that refers to hafaras nedarim says that that something has to do with ish li'ishto or av l'bito. So that, what does that teach me? That the baal can be made for nedarim that have to do with him and her, right? That if there's something that has to do with their relationship, that's what he's allowed to do. So if that's true, why are you telling me if you just read the Mishnah, you didn't read the Ran, right when we read it, you'd think that the only category that is ready for Hafara is Inui Nefesh. But what about Dvar Mishabedin Lebena? So Amre, Halein Vehalein, Mefer. No. The truth is, he can be Mefer both. If it's an Inui Nefesh issue, or if it's Dvar Mishabedin Lebena. Okay, Mihu, Inui Nefesh, Mefer Le'olam. But if it's an Inui Nefesh type of neder, so then when he's mefer, it's done, right? Once he's mefer, it never comes back. Aval ein ben inay nefesh. But if it doesn't have an issue of inay nefesh, it's just an issue of beino lebeina. So then kedi isa techusei havi hafara michi migarish la chadale nidra. So what's going to happen if the neder had to do with their relationship? So while they're married, the hafara is in play. But as soon as they get divorced, what happens? Now the neder will be chal. So she could have made a neder 25 years ago, and he was Mayfair, and then it goes away. And then the moment she gives him, he gives her a get. Now her nether sounds like now her nether is chal. Okay, look at the Ran. Ki megarish la chayle umitzra behu afapi shechazer v'nisa. Right, and so and it's going to aser her even if she goes ahead and gets married to somebody else. Let's say. So we'll see. So Amre, fine. So the Gemara continues. So and this is what we're basically saying is, if it's something that's to do with the two of them and doesn't have inay nefesh, then that's what's going to happen, right? That when they get divorced, it'll be chal, the nether. Aval yesh ben inay nefesh, lo chal alei nidra, right? But if it has inay nefesh, so then, if he did a hafara, then when they get divorced, he's not going, or by the way, or if he dies, presumably. So then the neder will not be chal. So with Dvarim She'ein Lebeina, She'ein Ben Inei Nefesh, Aval Yesh Ben Inei Nefesh, Lo Chal Inei Nidra. Right? So we basically, the Gemara is sort of like summing it up. Right? So the bottom line is, it'd be helpful to do this more often, right? Like, so by the way, this is nice. It's helpful, right? So if it's Dvarim She'ein Lebeina, if it doesn't have Inei Nefesh, so then that's when this thing will be reactivated, when she's no longer married to him. But Yesh Ben Inei Nefesh, so then it's never Chal ever. Fine. So now it's going to say, but wait a second. Dvarim She'ein Ben Inei Nefesh, Ki Megarish La Chal Ala. Is that true? If it's just an issue between the two of them, but it doesn't involve her really restricting herself. When they get divorced, it is chal. V'hatnan, by the way, I said it, or that he dies. Maybe I'm wrong. I think I'm right, but it could be it's not true. We'll see. The Gemara so far is using the example of when they get divorced, but fine. I won't expand without proof yet, so we'll see. Okay, but is that really true? That if it's anybody in a nevesh, when they get divorced, now it's chal? V'hatnan, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri Omer, Yafer, Shema Yirgashena, Utehei Asurlo. Okay, so the Rabbi Yochanan has a case. Like, take a look at the Ran. That's time Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Omer, Yafer Masnisin he behai pirka. It's later on in this parak, and it's talking about a case. Katani Reisha Konam Shani Osa Apicha, Eino Tzarech LaHafer Tamishadulei. Right, so she wants to take she makes a konam not to get some type of benefit from him, basically. Or Shani Osa Apicha, that I'm going to do things that he, on his behalf or whatever. So she doesn't want to give him any benefit. So then in the Tzarech Lahav, she doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to be made for why? Taham Meshab Delay, right? Because at the end of the day, she has to. So she's his wife. So there's certain things she's expected to do for him. So if she can't take a neder to go, we've talked before about it, you can't take a neder to go against the Torah. Right, neder not to do a mitzvah, right, things like that. But so in theory, he doesn't have to be made for the neder because it's not applicable, right? However, ve'amuha rabbanan l'shebude debal d'lo yafkienu konam. So in Chazal said, and because she has responsibility, so then the konam isn't gonna do anything. But Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says no, yafer, you should actually taka. Be mefer. Why? Shim lo yafer. If you don't do so, yachal haneder kishi garshena. What's going to happen when they get divorced? If they get divorced, the neder will be chal. And now utei asur lachzor lo shemi yahana mimena umishumachi yafer. What's going to happen? As long as they're married, her neder is not chal, and she can't say, you can't get benefit from me. Fine. But then if they get divorced, what's going to happen? Now the neder is chal. He's forbidden to get benefit from her. Now what can't he do?
He can't get back together
with her. He can't marry her again. If he's a Kohen, then he couldn't do it anyways. But assuming he's not a Kohen, then he can't marry her again, right? So, so what you see is, right? So that in that situation, Alma, then now go back to Gemara. Alma ki megarish la umefer la meikara havi hafara. Right. So you see that when he divorced her, you know. Look at the Ran. Alma ki mefer la meikara afilu basar gerishin lo chal nidra. What you see from here is that when he was made for the nether originally, even after they get divorced, the nether is not chal. Va'af agav demaisi yadeh midvarim shevedo lebeinahu. Why do we see that's not going to be chal? Am I explaining the case wrong?
The note here talks about the case in that Mishnah.
Yeah, what does it say?
That the Tanakhama says that she basically swears that prohibiting Masa Yadayim, her handiwork, to benefit the husband.
To benefit the husband, right? Correct.
And so according to the Tanakhama at least, right, because he owns it, he owns that by definition, he's the husband, he owns those rights. It's not enforceable. It's
right.
Only, but what happens, and then, so that's the machlokas, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says,
no, you should be made for, because once they get divorced,
right,
then it's going to be activated.
Well, it springs back into life.
But the point being, do you see according to the Tanakhama that it wouldn't?
So no, it's from Yochanan ben Nuri that Akasha is from his position, right? It says it says from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's argument, it's apparent that revocation of a neder that affects the personal relationship of a husband and wife, such as a neder forbidding her handiwork to him, remains in effect after divorce. Thus, the original question returns: why doesn't?
Sorry. Yeah. Meaning the point is like this. Sorry, thank you. The point is like this: if the halacha was that the moment that they got divorced, the neder goes away, then why would we? Then great. So they get divorced. The whole thing goes away anyways, right? And they can get married. But if it's still in play, right? Once they, no, but that's not. Do you hear my kasha? What I'm bothered by is like this. What it turns out is that when they get divorced, the neder is chal, and that's why he can't marry her again.
Right.
Oh, correct. No. So here's the point. If the rule was be made for now, once they get divorced, it's back in play. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri has no reason to tell her to be made for the neder, because it's not gonna matter anyways. That's why. You hear what I'm saying? Meaning, if this is true, maybe she said makes the neder now. Well, you're married, be mefer. Okay, but that's only true until you get divorced. Once you get divorced, boom, it's back. It's gonna come back. Then Yochanan Nuri, it's purposeless being made for the neder now, right? LMI, what's supposed to be true is that if he's made for the neder now, it's gone, right? And it's going to and it won't be activated by the divorce. Yes.
That's my read.
Meaning that I'm saying that the hafara remains in place even after they get divorced. Yeah? That makes sense?
Right, but like, why does the Mishnah sort of suggest that it's only for Inu Nefesh when the revocation is valid only?
Right, but I'm saying just the Gemara's kasha was, Devarim She'ein Ben Inu Nefesh Ki Megarish La'Chayla Allah? You can tell me if it doesn't involve even a nefesh. Then when they get divorced, now all of a sudden it comes into play. Then why would Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say, make sure to be married so you can get married again after you get divorced? If it gets activated again, the hafar wouldn't matter, right? You did the hafar, great. But as soon as you get divorced, it's activated again, and you still can't get married again because now it's activated, right? So LMI, what must be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri must hold that if you make a hafara, right? Alma kimigarish la umefer la meikara havi afara. Sounds like that fara is forever. It's you uprooted the whole thing, right? Good. So answer the Gemara. Amrei halein v'halein havi afara. No. Really, they both, you know, create hafara. El nidre inoy nefesh mefer ben la'atzo ben la'acherim. So what's the difference? The difference is, truth is, even if it's just ben la'beina, it's a hafara for good. But if it's nidre inoy nefesh, then it's made for whether it relates to him or whether it relates to the next husband, right? But ain ben inay nefesh la'atzmo mefer la'acherim eino mefer. But if it doesn't have inyan nefesh, then it does work for him forever. And that's why according to Yochanan ben Nuri, if he goes ahead and he's made for them, when they get divorced, he's still okay. It isn't chal yet. Right? Maybe be chal once she marries the next person or something. But in terms of himself, it wouldn't be in play. Fine. This is the mission should say. These are nedarim that you're made for, whether it's for yourself or for the next husband. Nedarim sheyesh ben inay nefesh. Right, and that's what the mission is really teaching me, that nedarim sheyesh ben inay nefesh. So those are going to be he can be made for himself and for any future relationship. That's only true if they have inay nefesh. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up next week. Daf Pei.